याम् निर्वक्तुमभूत् प्रभो नहि चतो वक्त्रोऽपि ते माधुरीम् धामुन् गातयतार्यन्यपि सताम् हासो मया स्वीकृतो वयथाय तथापि देव भविता नायं ममोपक्रम सवानत हरस्त्वदीय वजना वासोऽपि अन्विश्रुत
O Lord, I have now incurred the laughter of the learned devotees by attempting to describe your sweetness, which even Lord Brahma cannot describe. Yet my attempt will not go in vain, for as is well known, even a dim reflection of your devotional service removes all the ignorance born of material life.
Sapato mam yas chanaraja raji palayava rajan vajaraja putra Sukhani chuktanga karaksaki nam chakri vatam chakramadasya chakri.
May Sri Krishna, the son of Braj's king, Nanda, protect me. Krishna is very beautiful, and his hand is decorated with an auspicious mark in the shape of a wheel. He killed Dhenukasura and the other ass demons, and thus he pleased his friends, who had asked him to kill the demons so they could get the fruits in the Talavan forest.
Jayadena lakshya shata gupti daksha vana mandalanta manasitta kanta mabalapta hasa kita keli vasa bala deva gita gana sakshita vana raja rupa pasupala bhupa kita paksha vada chaditana kada dita mitta ranga dasa valga ranga pada mulla yunna pata baharunna Baladundaru the Nijamitakuta Yavano Bakula Tara Rajimula Pada Bandasena Kata Dugda Pena Patalana Kalpa Nava Pushpatalpa Varamanya Sutta Sadarani Gupta Vishabana Banda Manuragananda Kalagita Dishta Subalabam Dishta Kata Padma Ninda Taranada Vinda Vita Pavatana Parivinya Mana Paripakutala Palalumna Bala Kala Vakuru Hasitopa Guna Palatara Keshu Dita Virvesha Kanatunga Tala Vipatam Tadala Mupalabda Dama Hantisata Dama Tudu Guna Dunga Tinaratsa Munga Palavanda Pata Kita Harshajata Balasham Nadishta Kara Rupa Dishta Hara Kama Pala Kata Harsha Mala Tura Gadika Lakara Chakra Vara Chinaviti Hota Namitatma Gotra Hata Dinu Kani Vibhuta Vivandita Raja Bunga Bara Jata Dhanga Dipa Vaga Vida Mahi Sambhasida Dipa Vaga Vida Mahi Sambhasida Dipa Vaga Vida Mahi Sambhasida Dipa Vaga Vida Mahi Sambhasida
O Krishna, O you who are expert at protecting millions of cows, when you entered the gorgeous forest of Braja, you became delighted and showered down a rain of pastimes. O king of the cowherd boys, you described how the thick branched trees in the cool forest of Braja were glorifying Lord Baladev. You delighted your friends by imitating the sounds and motions of swans, peacocks, cuckoos, ducks, and other birds. Your body glowed splendidly with ecstatic bliss. You expertly wrestled with your friends and defeated them with your strong arms. Bhadrasen fashioned a bed for you at the base of a tree on the bank of the Yamuna. That flower-bedecked bed was as soft as the foam of milk, and as you slept there, your friends protected you. O Krishna, your friend Rishabha, who is bound to you with ties of affection, pleased you with his soft, melodious singing. Your friend Subal massaged your lotus feet, which deride the beauty of lotuses. Another friend fanned you with a small blossoming branch. The cowherd boys were very eager to eat the ripe tala fruits, and when you heard their charming entreaty, a smile arose on your mood-like face, and you assumed a heroic aspect. O Krishna, with Balaram you entered the Talavan forest, full of very tall trees. Balaram shook the trees, and when all the fruits fell down, you became jubilant. The ass demon Dhenukasura heard the fruits falling and became angry. When he was killed by Lord Balaram, who fulfills the desires of the devotees, you became garlanded with joy. O Krishna, O killer of the inimical horse demon Keshi, like a forest fire you burned to ashes the grass of Dhenuka's ass demon followers. Thus you pleased your friends. O Krishna, O you who killed Dhenukasura and other demons, O you to whom the learned devotees bow down, O you who uprooted the Yamal Arjun trees and thus delighted Nalakuvara and Manigriva, O you who frightened King Kamsa and your other enemies with your demon-smashing prowess, O Lord, please be merciful to me.
Pina pina varodgita hanudanam yakshida purai balarambo jakshivadamba yandi nibadam chirambudi vaibhavam Dhasam nachita gandhashaila patali pandutvisham mandalam dhinu nam padipala yanta matavi kunche bhavantham bhaje.
O Lord Krishna, as effulgent and white as a multitude of silver mountains, the Surabhi cows you protect violently mock the magnificence of the ocean of milk with the flowing rivers of milk that flow daily from their swollen udders. O lotus-eyed Krishna, I worship you.
Kaliyasya panaratna kuttamam kuttayan parasaroja gattanay mangalani vitanotu tandave panditasta vashikanda shikaro.
O reader, Sri Krishna, who wears a peacock feather crown, is an expert and enthusiastic dancer. With his lotus feet, he struck the Kaliya serpent's jewel-studded expanded hoods. May that Sri Krishna grant good fortune to you.
Jagadvanasi sangamam gadutpataga thangamam bujhangamandalipatampathanganana niradam Shagnidagna niradam nanikshitasya tiradam mudariduha darpataka dhamma mugva sarpata Chanara sankitasya takpatam gurusamanta takpayovakina vanalampadijjalad vishanala Danukshite satam gati vijodatam bhusangadi karala dushti dharanai pranayamani prabhalanai yutina lokadahina vanadikali hayana Vishobadina vishitak papanna bala chishitak tathobudava lokatak sametiti vishokata Tanuskulat patali bi mahata nada shali bi balopa desha shada tastadara davatara dakshinayana vitra lala sai mahu vitakul lala sai sadhara vidna balaka samasta dana palaka Lokitaksmitana nakritora gava mana nakpanunna bogoroda naksarad ganani shoda nakshitana dinda vibra maksparakarala vikrama.
Many snakes lived in a lake in the Yamuna River, and all creatures in the vicinity of the lake were dying because of them. Even Garuda couldn't approach any of the fish in that lake because of Savari Muni's curse. Krishna saw that all the trees and grass growing near the lake had died because of the fiery poison emanating from the terrible Kaliya serpent. Krishna noticed a kadamba tree growing on the bank of the lake, and he proudly and delightedly climbed it. Unafraid of the terrible Kaliya serpent, Krishna then jumped into the water, which was burning with poison. His weight caused huge waves to arise in all directions. The Lord agitated the waters with his arms and created a tidal wave that extended 225 yards onto the shore. As he swam about, he made a tumultuous sound, and soon he was surrounded by the furious and injurious Kaliya serpent. From his 1,000 hoods, studded with glittering rubies, Kaliya stared at Krishna with frightening, cruel eyes, and then the serpent enwrapped him in his coils. When the gopas and gopis arrived at the riverbank, they were overcome with grief and bewilderment by the shocking sight of Krishna enwrapped in Kaliya's coils. They had come in such haste that some of their garments were slipping from their bodies. They all cried very loudly and wanted to enter the lake, but Lord Balaram stopped them with his instructions, and they gave up the idea. Instead, they became stunned with grief. Then, as the elder gopas and gopis and their children looked upon the smiling face of Krishna, the Lord showed his contempt for Kaliya by expanding his body within the confines of the coils and breaking free. In this way, Krishna removed his friend's grief. Displaying his great strength, He looked like Garuda performing pastimes. After Sri Krishna broke free from the grip of Kaliya, who had become yellow with the effulgence of the jewels on his heads, the Lord joyfully leapt up on the serpent's expanded hoods and began performing a festive transcendental dance there. From the sky, Brahma, Shiva, and the other demigods saw how Krishna was subduing Kaliya, and they all became jubilant, showering flowers on him. The demigods offered prayers to that wonderful boy, whose hair swung to and fro in time with his graceful dancing. The gopi said, "O dear friend Yashoda, as your son moves with childish grace, he casts restless sidelong glances upon us. With his exquisite gracefulness he captivates Cupid, and he has broken the pride of Kaliya. As Krishna holds his hand high and playfully nods his head, laughter is beginning to blossom on his face, and his necklace swings on his neck. O Yashoda, O queen of Braja, just glance at your son, who is affectionately dancing before you." When Mother Yashoda heard the gopi's joyful words, she became jubilant. Thus Mother Yashoda saw her son, who was harshly crushing Kaliya. As he leapt among the snakes, Krishna looked so beautiful that he appeared to be the crown of Cupid. Then Kaliya's wives offered prayers to the Lord, and because he is gentle at heart, he granted fearlessness to Kaliya, the king of the serpents. O Krishna, in a festive spirit, Kaliya and his wives worshipped you and anointed you with excellent unguents, and you, wearing a white lotus earring, were very merciful to them. O Krishna, when you came out from the lake after chastising Kaliya, you delighted your relatives. You respectfully bowed down to your superiors, such as your father Nanda and your elder brother Balaram, and Mother Yashoda quickly and joyfully kissed you. O Krishna, O eternal Lord, all glories to you. You are an ocean of mercy and also an ocean full of the jewels of your pastimes. You destroy the river of your surrendered devotees' suffering. O Krishna, please have mercy on me.
Gamam damo dadamam manakpanna gakpinna bogo Dushta shibhi kutala valanai chovayatye sholokam Tad vikrantas thumudita padadvanda pankeru hankam Govanda vikadadamanahi thandavayadanda yamo O Lord Damodar, the enormous serpent of my mind tortures me with its fangs of wicked desires and slitherings of crooked dealings. O Krishna, O subduer of Kaliya, you can overpower the serpent of my mind. So if you wish, please mark that serpent with your lotus footprints and punish it with your dancing.
Bandi rasya tatanti tadakanda kandalasya ranashando Saki mandalani badham vikridaya pundarikaksha.
O lotus-eyed Krishna, O expert fighter, please induce your cowherd boyfriends to play with you at the base of the Bandi Ravana Banyan tree, which is as big as a forest.
Sudadavali padivitak, shutihada mudali gitak, sudabi vichanasari, vadapitam vadadari. Pino jalapudidanda, shirasis pudachachikanda, shachikanda balaladak, pivada vidyakapata. Kadamidadapada vase, pasadat, tepichachimase, chitamana lakshmi mbaram, padiditadavakvakaram. Dena mohara sharam pikakata panchamanadam sanjoga dimayodam pisamada sovada puram pikasita char sharisam sutamali nibirisham Vrindavana matirishta sabala swayam abhivishta kalpada buddha sangama kachadihi tavishama Kucha didamana batumba kucha datiko malakumba kucha patipaka magunda kucha bilva manapunda kridan nanbuta chaya kirisha pandita paya Pivata kuta kadare dundi baba bahare kalputa nibuda raga kuta sakiva gavabaga
ശീതളമുദനുകൂളെ ബന്ദീരാദമൂളെ കൃത്താവല്ലവേഷം പ്രവശാന്തം ധനുരേഷം ദാനന്ദേവലാസി സ്വീകൃത പങ്കലശാശി ജൈത്രീകൃതബലപക്ഷ സുദദോഹാകമദക്ഷ ശീഡാമ പ്രിയകാമ സുദദപവാഹത രാമ ചപയൻ പുലമ്പകായം ഫലന നിയമതമായം ദൈവത പുനിനത ലീല സുദദാനന്ദന ശീല തൃത്വരോരമ്യാതക് സുദദേ ലോകപദപാതക് സമമന വിശ്വം ഗോപേശം കൃതജനലോപൈ ുംഞ്ചാവലിപ്പുഖപദേപാക്ഷനുഭാവനഞ്ജനയുസകാരി ത്വം വന്ദേ ദവഹാരി ഗോകുല ജനന സിന്ധോ ജയ ജയ ദൂവത ബന്ധോ ജയ ജയ ദൂവത ബന്ധോ ജയ ജയ ദൂവത ബന്ധോ
O Krishna, arrayed in exquisite yellow garments and surrounded by your friends, you enchant your companions' ears with your flute song as you herd the Sarabi cows. O Krishna, your large arms are effulgent, your head is bedecked with a peacock plume, your forehead is as beautiful as a half moon, and your broad chest resembles a door. Even during the hottest part of the summer, when the sun shines fiercely, Vrindavan manifests all the pleasant opulences of spring. It was in Vrindavan that you rescued the boys and cows from the forest fire. Vrindavan is full of fresh green grass that attracts the cows, and it is also full of cuckoos singing on the fifth note of the scale, and peacocks crying out on the first note. It is also full of a gentle, sweet fragrance coming from multitudes of beautiful blossoming shirasa and mulli flowers. When Krishna, Balaram, and their friends entered Vrindavan, they all became very joyful. Sometimes the lords would fight playfully with their friends, and sometimes Krishna and Balaram would rest in the shade of a tree. Sometimes they all played catch with fresh tumba gourds, very delicate kumbha fruits, or ripe gunja berries, bilva fruits, or amalakai fruits. In this way, Krishna and his friends enjoyed wonderful pastimes. In the matter of playing, Krishna was the best of scholars. While Krishna played with his friends, he became eager to play the game of single combat, in which the boys would challenge one another in pairs. In this spirit, he divided his friends into two groups. While Krishna and his friends were playing single combat among the roots of the Bandi Ravana banyan tree, where there were pleasant cool breezes, the king of the demons, Pralambasura, entered their midst in the guise of a cowherd boy. Krishna knew the demon's sinister plan, so he cheerfully accepted him as a friend, while thinking of a way to kill him. Pralambasura joined the boys in their contest, and Balaram's side won. Thus, expert, mysterious Balaram, Sridham's dear friend, was carried by Pralamba, the devotee's enemy. Pralamba tried to carry Balaram away, and when the demon gave up his coward boy form and assumed his actual demon's body, Lord Balaram killed him. The demigods offered obeisances to Baladev, and the coward boys became delighted. When the Surabhi cows strayed far away, Krishna and the coward boys searched quickly for them. The cowherd boys were concerned about the loss of their wealth. Krishna and the boys rejoiced when they found all the cows in a field of tall munja grass in a large forest. Krishna then manifested his splendid prowess by swallowing a fearsome forest fire that was about to destroy the cowherd boys. O Krishna, you delight the surrendered devotees and perform pastimes in Bandi Ravana forest. O ocean of loving exchanges with the Brijbasis, O friend of the distressed, all glories to you.
ഗലത ശ്രീദാമാനം ശ്രീദാമാനന്ദകീലിതുന്ദലിതം വന്ദേ രാമാവരജം രാമാവരജംഗമാദുതരം ഗലത ശ്രീദാമാനം ശ്രീദാമാനന്ദകീലിതുന്ദലിതം വന്ദേ രാമാവരജം രാമാവരജംഗമാദുതരം
I offer respectful obeisances to Sri Krishna, Balaram's younger brother. On his chest he wears a garland fashioned by the goddess of fortune, and he delights his friend Sridhama with his many pastimes. To the beautiful gopis, he appears like a mobile desire tree.
Premolasana Shilam Ballava Mallasa Vajayate Leela Yannadanim vipanchi vedanchi suna vipanchi yati.
All glories to the pastimes of Sri Krishna, the powerful cowherd boy. His devotees' love makes those pastimes effulgent, and Narada's veena expands their sweetness.
Amega samaya puti dachita vishisu sudukanda dachita nipa kukupa pushpa valata sanna vipana lamda lalata bhakta padashadishta vadada hadi vivavadari shadada Lankrita bahu paksha badata kana nakrita divya chadada veshu chadada nataka vada chandra katati chadaka vada kopa yuvati dharya matana rupa tadabhanita katana Lochana palavena vadana valga dadada vakta kalana sabasukuta vaiva vadada vena dasita raja dadada vena madada nadana tata keke nevahamega katata Seva janata mukta yavasa dhina nachaya chitta dabasa rupa valasa danga valana mohita suda vinda lalana Billi yuvati toshi masana shashi milata pada gusana hari hadana yoshi damala neti sukuta vakta kamala Dasini the Shaila, which is the Savan, the Pashupasha, Katata Pahikan, the Manva, the Janam, Ishu, the Dababa Bunjanam, Ishu, the Dababa Bunjanam.
O Krishna, when the rainy season came, you protected the cows and took shelter from the rain under a tree or in a cave. You were covered with decorations of kadamba and kakoba flowers. In the dense forest of Braja, you gave gifts of food and other things that your charming devotees desired. You performed your transcendental pastimes in the forest of Braja, which are filled with swans and many other birds, and decorated by the attractively opulent autumn season. O Krishna, O best of dancers, a peacock feather graces your beautiful hair, and your beauty destroys the composure of the young gopis, who narrate your pastimes and qualities as you enter the forest. They say, O Krishna, to see you with your lips moving as you play the flute is the fulfillment of the eyes. Your flute must have amassed the wealth of all pious reactions to be able to taste the nectar of your reddish lips. When you sweetly play the flute, the peacocks respond by dancing. The clouds serve you by covering the harsh summer sun and creating a pleasant shady spot. When the cows hear the sound of your flute, they become delighted and stop eating grass. The wives of the demigods are also captivated by your flute song and the movements of your beautiful form. When the aborigine girls find the kumkum dust fallen from your lotus feet onto the soft grass, they touch that dust and become very pleased. The sight of your lotus face delights the bright eyes of the beautiful does. Govardhan Hill serves you in many ways, and you carry a rope for binding the cows. In this way, the gopis speak of you as you enter the forest. O merciful Lord, please protect me, who am always acutely distressed.
Gana paniya gattano dudada gosha si mantini papanchi chacha gattayi shuti vitanka vipkridate Shadan vahasatata vi kodaha buvahara priye ratis tayata rasvani mamasalila munmilatu.
O Krishna, you enact your pastimes among the women of the cowherd community of Braja, who are agitated with intense love for you. Indeed, all the women in the three worlds wear the narrations of those pastimes as ear ornaments. In the autumn season, you are fond of sporting within Vrindavan forest, whose blossoming flowers make it appear to be smiling. O Lord, may I easily develop intense love for you.
Smera bisalele kalinda duhitu magna vera kandaram skandanyasta samasta pattavasano namukti bungi patu Nirvyajam vajakham nikavada sakrinbam yavadam yartita bhayatunga kadamba shaki shakararu dasti lokim hari.
Sri Krishna stole the young Vrajagopis' exquisite garments and placed them on a branch of a tall kadamba tree. Those beautiful, smiling young gopis, immersed up to their necks in the water of the Yamuna, appeal to him again and again to return their clothes. Sri Krishna, seated on the topmost branch of the tree, replied with expertly fashioned elliptical joking words, "May that Sri Krishna protect the three worlds."
Nijagunonalo lasalo bita girisuta vacharam vishobita pashupakannika sarajavane vachita manjanak pikshupavane Tadadamagato luntitam vata piyakamashuto ranginam vada sapati lokayan goshta balaka vikuti vallali bangodalaka Smitaparispadan vaktamandala smitatamalati kliptukundala sarvasantatak sheetavepita paniyakokti visishtarepita Vadana vispadat kakujalpanay vihita samabibeda kalpanay satiya sanchayam sanvamakulay jatatiyachita kanyakakulay Vritatatangsha yorapitangshika sitavadola sammandutangshika pakatatagraha bhupahilibi sakukulandutail jopakilibi Tadupurastate tasta dabala achamamana yan gokulamala mudadamugnati kilinamada sakalabalabi vrindashamada Bakalam lambari bhuta hastakam savadamagatam namamastaka saputuratmano vaktikarika chitamohosavak pikshadarika Salalamanjane vinyanagnatam vidivadevadam sushtubagnatam shidhisikarayan nasipodaya vasubamatmane kshemamotiye Madamamandali mandulochana pranini manastapamochana kimabhikannika kalibanatan punayasankudara shumanata Sukhabaradamurattatarpayan vasanasanchayam tonamarpayan kutukumadika chittadohata sakalasundari premamohada Vanatnamandala-bishtakamadukh-kamana-ballavi-mallikamadukh-tamakalesh-mamindhalalaya Vajamahindra-he-deva-palaya Vajamahindra-de-deva-palaya Vajamahindra-de-deva-palaya Vajamahindra-de-deva-palaya
Enthralled by the splendor of Sri Krishna's transcendental qualities, the beautiful gopis worshipped goddess Katyayani for 1 month to get him as their husband. Once, standing in the forest, Krishna saw the young daughters of the cowherd men bathing in the Yamuna. That best of dramatic actors then stole their garments and climbed a kadamba tree. When the curly-haired young gopis saw Krishna, the creepers of the young girl's eyebrows frowned. But Krishna, who wore malati flower earrings, just smiled at them. Immersed in the water up to their necks, the gopis shivered with cold. Clearly embarrassed and their voices stuttering with loving anger, and also with unsuppressible joy, they begged Krishna for their clothes, speaking with great respect, with pleasing words of conciliation, and also with threats. Then Sri Krishna placed the gopis' garments on his broad shoulders. The gopis could see how beautifully effulgent Krishna's teeth were as he spoke playfully, condemning King Kamsa and asking the gopis to appear before him to reclaim their garments. The gopis respected Krishna's words, and thus Krishna forced them to quickly approach the kadamba tree where he was sitting. Krishna's joking words made the gopis jubilant and bewildered. With their heads respectfully bent down and their hands covering the pubic area, they appeared naked before Krishna, obediently carrying out his instructions. Clever Krishna, who was expert at testing his devotees' pure love, became delighted when he saw the gopis in this way, and he blessed them. Krishna said to the gopis, "You have committed a great offense to the demigods by appearing naked while bathing in the Yamuna. So offer obeisances by folding your charming hands above your heads." In this way, Krishna fulfilled the gopis' auspicious vow to get him as their husband. Beautiful-eyed Krishna thus removed all distress from the affectionate gopis' minds. The gopis then cheerfully, respectfully, and with great affection offered obeisances to Sri Krishna. Krishna pleased them by immediately returning all their garments. Sri Krishna thus fulfilled the gopis' desire. He enchanted them and granted them the sentiment of pure love. He is the wish-fulfilling cow who satisfies the desires of his surrendered devotees. And he is the springtime that causes the Mallika flowers of the beautiful gopis to blossom. O Krishna, O Lord of all, O resting place of the goddess of fortune, O Emperor of Braja, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, please protect me.
Thank you.